You are listening to the PubK Cyber Cafe, a bi-weekly podcast of news about the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal, state, and international laws and regulations, and cyber in the courtroom. Hello, welcome back to the Cyber Cafe. This is Bill Olfer for PubK Cyber. Every morning, we capture the latest news and opinion related to government cybersecurity efforts, and every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap our top headlines. Up first, the Department of Homeland Security has released its cybersecurity strategy, which provides a framework for managing national cybersecurity risks and the department's expanding role in this area. Key goals include increasing engagement with operators of critical infrastructure and partnering with network operators and developers of internet-connected devices. DHS may extend its ban on products from Kaspersky Labs to include federal contractors and third-party providers. The department is considering whether and how to punish companies that don't comply with the ban. Last year's Defense Authorization Act required that anyone doing business on behalf of the government to comply with the ban on the company's products. The White House's plan to sanction Kaspersky Labs has met resistance from senior U.S. government officials. They worry that other countries may take similar action against U.S. firms based on concerns about U.S. government spying. And speaking of sanctions, the White House has directed the Department of Commerce to reconsider sanctions preventing Chinese telecom firm ZTE from buying U.S.-made components for its products. The White House and China have reportedly already agreed on the broad outline of the deal that would allow ZTE to buy U.S. hardware and software. Lawmakers are challenging the move, citing national security concerns. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida called for Congress to pass veto-proof legislation stopping the White House from making any deal with the Chinese government to abort the ban. Legal experts say the White House's intervention is highly unusual. The Department of Justice has guidelines for when companies should be charged and when sanctions should be imposed, and former presidents have not interfered in these decisions as a matter of policy. The Environmental Protection Agency Inspector General says EPA has not fully implemented cybersecurity best practices and is not keeping track of government-issued IT. Robert Cohen, chief of the SEC Cyber Unit, says the commission is not planning to make cybersecurity cases a common part of its enforcement activity. Cohen didn't rule out more cases like the multi-million-dollar enforcement filed against Yahoo, but said the commission is more likely to file when the facts are particularly bad and when the conduct clearly violates statutes. A new House bill would extend identity protection benefits for federal employees affected by the 2015 breach of OPM's systems. The bill has been referred to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Plaintiffs suing OPM over the breach have asked a federal appeals court to reverse the dismissal of their case, citing a significant decision last year which they say gives them standing to sue. The suit was previously dismissed when the lower court determined that the plaintiffs had not demonstrated an injury arising from the breach. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has reversed a lower court's dismissal of a consumer data breach class action filed against online retailer Zappos.com. The court reversed, in part, because Zappos recommended after the breach that its customers change their passwords. Yahoo has won preliminary court approval of an $80 million payment that would settle shareholder claims that it failed to disclose 4 data breaches. The plaintiffs alleged that the breaches and Yahoo's failure to disclose them caused the company's stock price to drop. The federal court has ruled that Ohio law should apply in a data breach case filed by several banks and credit unions against fast food chain Wendy's. The court found that the conduct at issue in the claim was not the data breach itself, but Wendy's alleged failure to protect consumer information. Because the alleged failure took place at Wendy's headquarters in Ohio, the judge has ruled that Ohio law should apply. And finally, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has vetoed controversial legislation that would have amended state law to create the vague crime of unauthorized computer access, which critics feared would criminalize non-criminal activity, including cyber research. The bill also would have created an exemption for companies that hack back against intruders, which critics feared would be abused. And that's the news for this week. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubK Cyber page where you listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. Join me again in 2 weeks for another recap of cybersecurity legal news in the Cyber Cafe.